Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar, where we sit down and talk with interesting professional guitar players, uncover their stories, and discover what makes them tick. If you love guitar, music, and the backstory of people's lives, stick around. You're in the right place. You know, much of your success as an online business, especially with guitars, will depend on your domain name. The owner of 2 great guitar domain names has contacted me and he has them for sale. Those 2 domain names are guitarbuyers.com and cashforguitars.com. Call or email them at the contact information listed on that page and they will give you 20% off the purchase price. In addition, they'll work with you to make payments if that's what you need. Again, that's guitarbuyers.com and cashforguitars.com. Hey guys, I got something really cool going on. This is a fantastic opportunity for actually you and I to meet and for you to hear some incredibly cool music. On Tuesday, October 1st, the Nashville guitar community is putting on a tremendous show of some of the top players. Pat Bergeson is going to be there. I had him on the show. He was mentored by Chet. Andy Wood, who's like lightning dangerous, also another guy that was on the show, plays mandolin, guitar, acoustic. He's a wizard. Darren Favorite, who is also on this show, second or third generation Nashville player. Matthew Lee, he actually runs the Nashville guitar community, along with Paul Johnson and John Stazella. And he is such a tremendous player. Meg Williams, up-and-coming blues star. And Terrence Downing, solid player, rocking in Nashville as well. So it's only $15 to get into this event. Again, it's Tuesday night, October 1st. The doors open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. It's going to be at the Analog Room at the Hutton Hotel in Nashville. And I think that's on West End Avenue. Tons of gear giveaways from Wampler, Eminence Speakers, GuitarEFX.com, BTPA Cables, Lucky Dog Guitars, Grun Guitar Store, Morgan Amps, and Vaughn Scow. Pre-sale tickets. Go to the Nashville Community Group on Facebook. Facebook, and they'll have something for you there. And they also have videos of previous performers at this show on their YouTube channel. The other really cool thing is these guys have been kind enough to invite me to be the guest MC of the event, and I will certainly love to meet you if you listen to the show. Please come up, say hello. It's going to be a great night. Tons of cool guests, really good musicians. So come on down. Show starts at 7 at the Analog Room at the Nashville Hutton Hotel. All right, I will see you Tuesday night, October 1st. Be there. Aloha. If you want to buy or sell a home or investment property and you're here in the Tampa Bay area, in Hillsborough, Pinellas, or Pasco counties, then listen up. West Florida Real Estate is a local residential real estate broker that's helped over 250 Bay Area homeowners buy and sell their properties in the last 4 years alone. If you're looking to sell, you'll want to get their free report, The 7 Biggest Mistakes Homeowners Make When Hiring a Realtor. And if you're looking to buy a property, you definitely want to get your hands on The 21 Most Expensive Mistakes Tampa Home Buyers Make When Buying a Home. Each one of these reports is going to save you time and money. Inside, you'll discover the 7 most important things to consider when hiring a realtor, what to do if you're buying and selling a home at the same time, and the danger of choosing a realtor who agrees with everything you say. To get your hands on these free reports, head on over to westfloridarealestate.com. That's westfloridarealestate.com. If you're a business owner and you want to increase your cash flow, or if you're a label or artist and you want to promote new music, then listen up. For information about advertising on Everyone Loves Guitar, including information on geographically targeted ads, go to everyonelovesguitar.com/advertise. That's everyonelovesguitar.com/advertise. Hey, this is Craig. If you like this show and you want to support it and you want to keep it free, head on over to everyonelovesguitar.com/support. That's everyonelovesguitar.com/support. Hey, everybody, this is Craig Garber. Welcome to Everyone Loves Guitar. We have a repeat guest and a friend of mine, a friend of the show, one of my favorite guitar players and one of my favorite bands, has another project he works in. We're with Christian Carlson from The Quill, and also his another project he's in called Circus Pritz, which is where The Quill is more like a psychedelic hard rock band, and these guys are out of Sweden. Circus Pritz is like a very cool blues boogie band with hard, you know, hard rock bass, and Christian's doing vocals. I didn't even know that, man. I just found out. So
that was a surprise because the
vocals are great, and I just didn't know you sang, man. I was like, holy shit, that's fantastic. So I would encourage you to go back and listen to Christian's original interview. It was great. He's been the guitar player for the Swedish, as I said, the hard rock psychedelic blues band, The Quill, for the last 23 years. He's also the guitar player in this side project called Circus Pritz, and they have a new album out. It's called White Jazz, Black Magic. And if you've never listened to them, I want to turn you on to them today. It's spelt C-I-R-K-U-S, Circus in Sweden, Pritz, and it's P-R-U-T-Z. But if you just look up C-I-R-K-U-S, I'm pretty sure you'll get Circus Pritz coming up. Tell me about Circus Pritz, Christian. You've released 2 albums in the last 2 years. How long have you guys been together, and what, I guess, prompted you to start the project in the first place?
Yeah. I mean, the band started in like 2011 by Mr. Pritz, the band leader, bass player, Jerry Pritz, and his fellow drummer who I've been playing together for lots of years in different bands, and now they started, you know, let's make a boogie blues band and go out to play some restaurants, pizzeria, you know, small venues in the local area, and that's what they did for a couple of years, and Jerry, being a very good booking agent for the band himself, the gigs started to come very, very often, and the previous guitar player got kind of fed up. I can't do this anymore. This is taking too much time from the everyday life. And I knew Jerry from a while ago. He's also a very famous, what do you call him? Yeah. A journalist, he writes music, yeah, music magazines, interviews, and reviews of albums, you know, the regular music journalist. And he'd been doing stuff with the Quill, interviewing us and reviewing our albums. And I mean, we knew each other pretty good. And he said, you know, hey, Christian, our guitar player is quitting the band, but we got a new one coming up in 3 months. So, but would you be interested in filling up this spot for over the summer? You know, we have like 10 shows or something. And yeah, I thought, yeah, why not? I mean, I like the blues, and the Quill was not that active during that period. And I thought, yeah, I can do it. It's fun. It's fun to go out and play for an audience, and you know, just being the band thing. And then yeah, it was a lot of fun. I learned the songs, and then after the summer, the guys, you know, eye to eye said, you know, this is really good. No, you can't quit this band. The other guy ain't coming. You have to be the new member.
That's great.
And I thought, yeah, I enjoy this. This is really fun. I can do it. You have to know that the Quill is my first priority always. So. Yeah, but we were cool with that, so no problem. And things kept going on, and we played hundreds of shows here in Sweden.
Really?
You know, from living rooms to the biggest festivals. So, yeah, it's been a lot of activity on the live scene here. I think I played more shows with Circus Pritz than with the Quill the last couple of years.
Wow.
So, yeah. I'm busy.
Were you singing from day one?
No, actually not. The other guitar player were singing most of the songs. And after 1 year, he also quit. So it was me and Jerry and the drummer. And we had to find a new guitar player who could sing. And we didn't. We found guitar players who didn't sing. So... I had to take more of the vocals, but I didn't mind. It's fun.
Dude, your voice is great. I was shocked when you said it was you, because I just didn't know that you sang.
No, I sang in local blues bands over the years from now and then when there was time. And hey, it's fun. I like it a lot.
Well, you do it great, man. So I'm glad you're enjoying yourself, man. It really sounds good.
Thank you. So yeah, here we are, and we did we wrote some original songs to combine with all the cover material when you play, you know, 3-4 sets, you know, 30-40 songs sometimes as a blues band, and then after a while we have like 10-15 songs of our own. Let's go to the studio and record them. And we did that just over the weekend, just no intentions of making anything that more than let's have some recordings we can send out to booking agents like that. And then we thought, yeah, why not just make a CD of it? And that's what we did with the previous album. And... we had more songs. We write songs all the time. It's fun, you know. That's what I do, write songs. And we started to record this new album in a studio in Stockholm where Franco, the other guitar player, lives. And it turned out really, really good. And we thought, yeah, I mean, maybe we should take this a bit more serious and try to... see if we can find a record label or something. And I just sent over a couple of songs to the Quill record label to the manager there and just explained, yeah, you know, I got this side project. We're just doing this blues boogie rock for fun. If you're interested to hear it, it would be nice for me to know what do you think about it. And he replied immediately, oh, this is great. We want to release it. Where, how many songs have you got? And we were like, what? Yeah, and here we are with a new album, 10 songs. Yeah, it's great.
That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever played?
Everything happened by accident. There's no big plan or anything.
Which is great. Things fall into place like that sometimes. You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's never any disappointments because we haven't expected anything. So everything that's happened is just, wow, that's cool.
That's awesome, man. Have you ever played shows where both bands, Circus Pritz and The Quill, are on the same card?
No, we haven't. We have talked about it, actually. But it hasn't happened yet. We'll see.
I've actually spoken to a number of players who have side projects. And many times, you know, they open up for their, you know, their number one, their main band with their side project. So I would bet this is going to happen at some point in time. Has to, I'm sure, man.
Yeah, I think so too.
Absolutely. You know, I never ask about titles because everybody asks about titles, but White Jazz, Black Magic, it's kind of cool. What is that from?
Yeah, that's from Jerry's mind. But White Jazz is a novel from some.
Okay.
I can't remember actually, but it's the label that the Swedish band Helicopters released their albums.
Okay.
It's connected with a distributor called Sound Pollution, who are distributing our albums as well. So it's kind of a homage to that Swedish rock scene and those who support that. And I mean, Black Magic is kind of voodoo, blues, psycho. And it was a nice combination.
Yeah, it is. It's a great Black Magic combo with the White Jazz is very good, man. I like that. Hey, I want to talk about a couple of the songs on the record that I really like. You have a song called Blues for Fallen Brother. It's a really pretty instrumental, very soulful. And I was curious, what guitar are you playing on there and what effects do you have on that?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I just play what I play 99% of all the time. It's my orange Thunderbird amp with the orange PPC 412 cab, and then I play my 89 Gibson Les Paul Standard. It's no thrills, just tuning the guitar up and adjusting the amp to the right amount of gain and distortion, and then just
do what you do.
Dynamics with the pick and your fingers. That's what I do.
Your tone, man, is always so great. Your overdrive is perfect, man. It's just always sounds great, man. Your playing is, I'm such a big fan of your playing. It's great, man. Then you have a song, you're welcome. Then you have a song called Hats and Strats. Are you actually playing a Strat?
No.
Franco,
the other guitar player, plays the Strats. But it's funny actually because that expression Hats and Strats, I don't know. Everyone maybe is familiar with that in the U.S., but I never heard of it. And we got a friend here in Sweden, one of the most well-known blues guitar players from a band called Sky High. They've been around since the 70s. And we're doing a lot of shows with those guys and get to know them really well. And then we talked about, you know, in the beginning of the 80s when Stevie Ray Vaughan and there was a big boom of modern blues, the Texas stuff. And then he said, all of a sudden there was just new guitar players everywhere, and everyone was playing a Stratocaster and had a funny hat. And that was the expression came around, you know, oh, just another hats and strats guy. And we thought, yeah, we've seen a lot of them here in Sweden as well. You know, people who, you know, they spend fortunes on the right guitar and the right effect pedal, and they have exactly the right hat and the right costume, and they look like, you know, Ron Wood or Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah.
But you just talk about it in the local pub all the time. They never go out to play. You just
same thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing here.
And that's why let's write a song talking about those guys.
Hats and strats.
Yeah.
It's a really good time change in that song. I really like how it slows down. And then like the last 90 seconds, is that you, that solo at the end there?
Yeah, that's me just going crazy.
But it's not like what you play with the Quill. It was very different.
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. That was really cool to hear you stretching out like that, which sounded great, but nothing like what you're normally doing, man.
No. I mean, when you got the blues rhythms and the blues structure of the songs, then you find other melodies, you know. I find there's more coming into the playing. And I like to experiment with that a bit. You know, go between the minor and the major scales and try to find those bends that goes from, you know, from the minor to major.
Sure.
Third, I mean, and when you listen to those old blues players, it's really interesting. I guess a lot of them didn't know anything about what scale they were playing in. They were just playing the notes that sounded great.
Yeah.
And it becomes very interesting. And yeah, and that time change is pretty nice as well. We're going from a 4-4 to a 6-8, but keeping the, you know, like the hi-hat is still the same, but you change to go down from 4-4 to 6-8.
Yeah.
It's really difficult. And then we try to play a lick in the same.
Yeah.
Kind of tricky.
But the change was great. The way you slowed the time change really made the whole song. I really enjoyed that.
It was really cool, actually.
What's your favorite song on the record, if you have one?
It changes, you know. But when we put "Leave Me Alone" together, the first opening track, when we got that together, I thought, "Oh, this is good. This is the direction that we, you know, heavy shuffle groove and you know, straightforward." But we got quite a wide spectrum, I think, of songs. Yeah, from that instrumental used for Fallen Brothers to that heavy shuffle, and also those, you know, 16 grooves that ZZ Top does a lot, you know, with a funky groove with some riffing. Yeah, so I like one of those songs, the first song on this second side, or song number 6, Hell to Pay.
Hell to Pay. That's hot, yeah.
Yeah, I like that very much. It's almost hard rock, but it's a new structure, but it's a heavy rock riff.
Yeah, that was one. It was four songs on the record I really like. I mean, I like the whole record, but Blues for Fallen Brother, Hell to Pay Hot, and then the last two, Hats and Strats and Zombie Stomp. I like them. Those are my favorite songs on the record. So,
yeah.
Really, really cool. You recorded in a proper studio.
Yeah, actually, we did. So that was a lot of fun, making it really professional from the beginning.
You're one of the few guys that still does that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. But as I know, I remember we talked about this last time. We talked about the quill. You guys go into the studio and you do it. You're all together. And it, I mean, I often wonder, is that why I'm personally attracted to some of the music you put out? Because it's, I think it's got to be, I don't play in a band, but it's got to be different when you're all together in a studio versus sending in tracks, I would think, no?
Yeah, it's a big, big difference. Yeah, I think so. I mean, when we record both the Quill albums and the this Chucker Spritz album, it's pretty much the same. The drummer is behind the glass window, and we sit behind the mixing desk with the speakers, and we have plugged in everything and have the amps out in different rooms, or just and then we play along so we can look at each other and, you know, nod, you know, when the list breaks or when things we have to remember, all right, this one now, this one comes up, oh yeah, everyone's there, you know, and that gets a certain feeling to it, I guess.
Well, plus you guys all, like in the Quill, obviously, and in this band, it sounds like you're all good friends with musically and outside, you know, pretty tight with one another. And that chemistry's got to just support everybody else in what you're doing.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we played so much together, you know, and when we play with Circus Pritz, we do large live shows. I mean, the arrangements of the songs are pretty loose. When we play a song, it can be three verses or six verses, or sure, the solo can be one or three verses long, and we just look at each other and nod, you know, now it's the time for the solo, you know. And we try to keep that in the studio as well. I mean, that, you know, that edge to it.
It sounds great.
I mean, If the song is one verse longer, it's not, you know, that was wrong. It was too long. Doesn't matter. I have a feeling. Let's go for another round, you know. And everyone's into it. So, yeah, it's the same with the Quill.
That's great. It had that same exciting vibe to it. And it's a blues band, man. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
There's no rules. Who's got rules in blues? You know, Albert King didn't have any rules, right?
No.
Any chance we'll see a tour of Circus Pritz and the Quill in the U.S.?
Yeah, I would love that. I have no idea how we can make that happen, but why not?
It's just, you know, do you know the Orange Goblin?
Yeah.
So they came over here recently, and they've been coming over. There is old as a Quill. They've been around like 24, 25 years.
Yeah.
And like 2 days before, their drummer got a notice that they wouldn't let him over because of something with the visa. He never had any problems. He's not a criminal. He's same as he was the last time. Nothing's changed. And so they had to come over to the States. They had like five or six shows without their drummer. How weird. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like, you know, you're picking on, it's upsetting to hear that because you got, it's not like you're coming over here and like, you're making music, man. That's such a good, positive thing.
Stealing anyone's jobs or making a revolution or anything.
I know. It's like you're making people money. You're supporting clubs and like people, it's like a good, positive, happy thing. And it's just like, I don't understand any of this, man. It's really confusing.
It's really difficult. Yeah, and it makes you skeptic as well. Because, you know, should we try to arrange a U.S. tour and then with everything that comes with it, and then 2 days before the show or maybe at the airport now?
Yes. And plus the money it takes to put that together.
You work and visas and stuff.
Truck Fighters came here. Or they're here now, or they were just here. I was really surprised that they came.
I think they were just
recently.
Yeah,
it was interesting. I was glad to see that, but you know, it's just so tough for everybody to come. The record is available on Spotify, Apple, all major outlets to stream and buy. And I do have actually quite a few listeners in Sweden, so I really like it. My guys listening in Sweden, please, if you're not already supporting Circus Pritz or The Quill, please make it a point to check these guys out. They're great bands, and Christian's a phenomenal, just an amazing guitarist, man. He doesn't play any wrong notes. He's got a great groove, and he's a great blues guitarist, whether he's playing with The Quill or with Circus Pritz. Again, the name of the album is White Jazz, Black Magic. The name of the band is Circus Pritz, C-I-R-K-U-S. Pritz is P-R-U. Is that you or you with a umlaut? Is that what they call it? On top of
it? Yeah, with the dots on it.
With the two dots. And they have P-R-U-T-Z. And they have their first album is also great. It's called All for the Boogie and the Blues. The covers of these are cool. I like this new cover, man, with the skull on it. That's really cool.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, really nice.
Great band. If you love blues, and obviously check out The Quill, one of my all-time favorite bands. They've been around. They don't make any bad songs. Shows in Sweden. Christian said they'll be playing a bunch of shows in Sweden to support the record, I'm assuming.
Yeah, of course.
And you could find that on their Facebook page. Again, it's Circus Pritz, C-I-R-K-U-S-P-R-U-T-Z. Anything else, man? Any messages for your fans or anything like that?
No, I'm just happy to be where I am, to be able to play music and that people are interested in hearing it. And I just love that. And thank you for being here on this great show. I'm really amazed.
No, man, it's my pleasure. Yeah. You're one of the guys, like, and I said this to you last time when I started this show, there's like a list of players. I said, man, if I can get some of the, because you're my hero guitar. I mean, I've been listening to you for 15 years with The Quill. I mean, so it's like, you know, when I get to talk to someone that you've already moved me emotionally so much, it's like, you know, it's a pleasure, it's an honor for me to like, wow, that's really cool, you know, to get a connection and see, to learn about you, you know, behind the guitar, so to speak. So thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Everybody, please make sure you check out The Quill and Circus Pritz. I'm sorry, I keep messing up. C-I-R-K-U-S-P-R-U-T-Z. This is why Americans don't speak anything but English, because we're not capable of it. And Christian Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-S-O-N. Listen to anything that he's on, because he's a phenomenal guitar player. And thank you, man. Thank you for coming on again. And The Quill is working on a new record, so Christian will be on again after that comes out. I'm really excited about that as well. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please share it on your social media channels. We appreciate your support. Please, first of all, thanks very much to Christian Carlson for taking the time on here. Please support Christian's music. Get these guys over to the States. All you booking agents and listening to this, these guys are awesome. There's a bunch of cool bands in Sweden, and you got to bring these guys over as one of them. Make sure you go to everyonelovesguitar.com. Sign up to get on our newsletter list so you and I can connect. And most important, remember that happiness is a choice, so choose wisely. Be nice, go play your guitar, and have fun. Till next time, peace and love, everybody. I'm out. Christian, thank you again for everything. We hope you enjoyed this show. If you did, subscribe to the Everyone Loves Guitar podcast, and you can do this online at everyonelovesguitar.com or on iTunes. And if you like the show, please leave us a 5-star positive review. The more 5-star reviews we get, the higher our show ranks, and higher rankings mean we get to continue speaking with cool, interesting guests on our show. We'll see you on the next episode, and until then, keep playing your guitar and have fun making music.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking,
or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.